Open up your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter. Some days ago, God gave me the title of the message. And I had been dealing with this message, you know, praying about it, asking God to show me, give me the word I need to go along with the message. For the first time, instead of getting the message for the word. The message is called Mistaken Identity. And I've been struggling with it. So that was when we took the first lady out for dinner. Let you know that some things change and some things don't change.
That's right.
Well, we go to this little Mexican restaurant on 5 Mile. We go there maybe once a month. They got real good food and don't cost a lot. You know, it's cheap. So we went and we got there at about 7:30. And service and all of a sudden turned bad. Normally you always get good service, but for some strange reason this time we were getting horrible service. They act like we weren't there at first. And she watching me. And I'm trying to keep it under subjection. You know. So then when they finally did come, the girl brought us water without asking us what we wanted in the water. You know, we like to get lemons in our water. Well, she brought us a small glass of water. Then she didn't bring us any straws. So she had passed by and First Lady said, you know, if you bring us some straws, please. Well, yeah. And she kept going. Well, it was more important for her. I guess I assumed that it was because they closed at 8, we didn't get there to 7:30, that our quality of service had went down. I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. So instead of getting us straws, she had went and started busting tables. So my seat is getting hot.
Yeah.
So the first lady, another young lady came and she brought everything that we needed. And so now there was another couple that came in after us. And they were already getting ready to eat.
Oh,
and we still haven't given our order.
Oh.
So it sounds bad, but when I get to the end of it, you'll see where I got the message from mistake, where I got the word from mistaken identity.
Yeah.
So all this is transpired, it's going on. She watching me.
Yeah.
You know, so we got all our stuff. So she had got up and went to the restroom. So the young lady had come to the table. And I said, you know, did we get here too late? She said, well, you mean I'm late? I go, well, yeah, but I still want to know if we get here too late.
Right.
Well, no, okay, I was just asking. So she goes, so after we go through all that, service was horrible. It was almost like she was standing on my feet. So she listens a lot of times, and I stopped listening. And she heard somebody say that the business had new owners. So, you know, but nevertheless, so I went up to pay the bill, and the lady gave me too much money. I didn't realize how much more she gave me until I got to the car. We had got to the car, she was supposed to give me 20 cents back. She gave me $15. Well, we sit in the car, we figured it was a blessing for the way we got treated. Treated us like garbage, so $15, you should have gave me $20. Nevertheless, we get almost telegraphed, and first they look at me, she say, you want to go back? I was like, oh yeah, let's go back. Because it's like this. We might have got blessed, but that money had to come from somebody.
Amen.
In spite of the way they treated us, they still need their money. They Amen. Don't know how many kids they got. You don't know what caused them to be the way they were.
Amen.
You know, we're quick to call racism and all that, but you don't know what caused it.
Right.
So we decided to go back. So I get back. I walk through the door. Now, you know, I'm a big black man. And I didn't have a happy look on my face. Because I'm not thrilled with the fact that God said, take it back. Because I said, Lord, you weren't the one they were mistreating. But he said, I was.
Amen. Amen.
They didn't know who you were.
Come on now.
Right.
So when I walked through the door, they were like, I was like, E.F. Hutton. They just went. Like, uh-oh, what's going to happen? I said, excuse me, ma'am. You gave me too much money. She said, you know, I was talking to the girls, and I was couldn't figure out who I gave the money to. I said to myself, you knew who you gave it to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I said, you gave me $15 too much. I tell you what, I'm going to give you this $15, and you give me my $26. Thank you so much. Thank you. I said, no problem. Just let me have my $20. And when we was leaving, I told first, listen, there's my message. Mistaken identity. People don't know who you are, so you got to show them who you are.
Come on,
go there.
Something has transpired in all our lives where we have looked at a certain thing as a blessing. It might have been a blessing for us, but somebody else is going to pay the cost.
Right.
Amen.
Anytime somebody else pays the cost for something that you say is your blessing, it's not a blessing.
Right.
It's a curse.
Right.
Did I want that 15? Yes, I did. That was another meal someplace. That was me and Dominic's McDonald's, where he eats two hash browns in the morning. I'm afraid to eat two hash browns. And he can't talk, and he constantly got his hand around the seat. But nevertheless, God wants us to prove who we are.
Amen.
Right.
Now, you know that lady said, I didn't expect her to bring that back.
Yeah.
Right.
All she was thinking about, she's going to have to come out of her pocket. You know who she was? She was the owner.
Oh,
she was the owner. She turned out to be the owner. Oh, you got somebody to look at 1 Peter? Go to 1 Peter, the second chapter, and we're going to start with the 4th verse. Don't worry. Don't look at the clock. I got you. We just already did half the message. Well, not really, but... The 4th verse of the 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Whereso also it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Key scripture. But ye are a chosen generation,
right,
a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you, where? Out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in times past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now we have mercy. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Give God. Amen. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. Amen. but chosen of God, precious. As the Bible talks about Jesus in the beginning of this, it means when it talks about a living stone, it's talking about Christ being what Zoe life means, that he is the giver of all type of life, whether it be supernatural or natural or fleshly or animal life. And he is the giver of all that life. Yeah. And he is a living stone and disallowed indeed of men. Men did not want him to be who he was.
Right.
Men don't want you to be who you are.
Man.
Yeah.
When Jesus hit the track, he was mistaken identity. Mistaken is translated wrong in one's opinion or judgment. Identity is the fact of being who or what a person or thing is. Folks have wronged you, have prejudged you because of their opinion or their judgment of you, not knowing who you are and what you stand for. I call that mistaken identity. How you going to judge me and you don't know me? So, chosen of God. See, we've been chosen of God. And we're precious. He says, Christ is the living stone and we are lively stones. At least we're supposed to be anyway. Lively means that we represent him the same way he represented us.
Amen.
By laying down his life for us. Yes. Ye are life, and I build up a spiritual house.
Yes.
See, folks have got this thing twisted. We are, our identity has been mistaken because people think they are not the church. They think the building is the church.
Right. Right.
Come on now.
And the building is what it is, a building. You are a church. You are the living stone. You are the temple of God. You are that spiritual house. You have to recognize who you are. If you don't recognize who you are, you will allow your identity to be mistaken.
Come on now. Amen.
I was thinking about, and I was sitting over there, and I was thinking about all the different murders that have transpired. Because people are saying things to people and doing things to people. And what they're doing, folks are prejudging them because of what they say and the way they act. And they come back with a different reply.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. I was just telling you, in the workers' meeting, I was telling folks about the girl and the boy who was down on Evergreen and Joy at a party, a liquor store down there. They got into an argument in the store. The girl and her boyfriend got in the car thinking it was over with, drove off, but the car guys followed them. When they stopped at the next stop sign, they riddled the car. Killed her. Life just beginning. Make sure when you speak, folks know and understand who you represent.
That's right.
They're living, lively stones, and we're built up on a spiritual house. We're a holy priesthood to offer up what? Holy priesthoods offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Right.
When I think about that, I'm sent to Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse. For you are, present yourself a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable, which is something that you're supposed to be willing to do regardless, which is your reasonable service. Because you are a lively stone built up on a spiritual house, and you are a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices, which are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, the word contained is translated to give, or the space for, but it has space or room for. You've got to make room in your life for the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got to have room in your life for God.
Amen.
If you don't have room in your life for his word, then you don't have room in your life for him.
Amen.
You can't
make room for him. If you don't study to show yourself approved, to give him room.
Amen.
Because if you don't study, you won't want to give him room. Amen. You will occupy that room, whatever fits your fancy.
Right.
Mistaken identity. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. How many know you all are chiefs? You know, they always say, too many chiefs and not enough Indians. That's only good when it comes to flesh. When it comes to spiritual things, God wanted all to be chiefs. If you being an Indian, you better check yourself. Amen. Because I don't know if you've read history or studied history or even watched the movies that they call themselves making that represent history, most Indians sacrifice themselves for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Make sure your identity not mistaken. Acceptable to God, but wherefore also is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. If you believe in God, you will not have to worry about God not blessing you. I like having that. I'm not knowing that I don't have to worry about God not being there for me. Because I recognize who he is. But unto them, let's see, this is what I'm going to say, but unto them which is disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. We understand that they rejected him. The Jews rejected Jesus. Because they got his identity mistaken.
Come on now.
They thought he was the son of a carpenter. And not the Son of God.
Yeah.
So they treated him like a son of a carpenter.
Amen.
And not like a son of deity.
Amen.
I know the Bible calls him the Son of Man. They call him the Son of Man for a specific reason. Because he was the Son of Man, but not Joseph.
Man.
Amen.
All right.
Come on now.
Go.
He was the Son of Abraham. He was the promise.
Teacher.
He was the promise. That's why Joseph had so many problems with it. How you get pregnant and I ain't touched you? Paraphrasing, that's what he said. Oh my goodness. A stumbling and a rock of offense. The offense means a trap or a snare. A snare itself. Amen. We have been snared ourselves because we have forgotten our identity.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about your identity. Some folks may not like it, but it is what it is. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Folks were appointed to live by this word. But they are disobedient to this word because it don't meet their criteria.
Right.
It don't measure up what they think,
T. That's right.
Or how they feel.
That's right.
So they disobey the truth. But then, this is what I'm getting to. But ye are.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me today.
Okay.
A chosen, selected, rather by an act of taking rather than showing preference or favor. Meaning God took us.
Yes, He did. Thank you, Lord.
He didn't come get us according to favor. He came get us according to taking us because of love, and then He gave us favor.
Right.
Amen.
You are a chosen. That means you've been picked out, drafted, selected, re-identified, given a new identity, so that it can no longer be mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I know we're going to get some tweets back on this
one. God be the glory.
You are a picked out, selected, separated body of people. Okay, here we go. The word generation translated in the Greek means race.
Come on, Pastor, break it down.
After all, he's looking at me on the top of his glass.
When you give your heart life to God and present yourself as a living sacrifice, your identity changes.
Man.
You become a totally different race of people Man. Unto yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I got one foot in. Go ahead. So, if you got a black Bible, you ain't part of this race. They out there. If you got a white Bible, you ain't part of this race. If you got a King James that says God has no respect to a person, welcome to my family. Because I'm born again, set free by the blood, delivered, sanctified, set up.
That's right.
I am what most folks call themselves a Christian. Not because I'm anything great, Vince. Not because I have all this power. Not because I'm full of knowledge. Not because I'm wisdomized. But because I accepted him into my life as my personal Savior. He became me of my shortcomings. He became me of my foolishness. He became me of my own desire. And he gave me power to do those things which are right in the eyes of God. The churches have taken the gospel and separated themselves from one another. When the Bible says we are the body of Christ, how can the hand work without the wrist?
Hallelujah.
We're living a mistaken identity.
Come on now.
I'm a child of the Most High God, Pastor. And if you love God and ask God to forgive you the same way I did, God might say, you my brother, whether you like my looks or not. Ooh, Lord. I gotta go. I got excited. Amen. Yeah.
Somebody told me.
Amen. We are a chosen race of people. You're not Jews. Your skin may be black, but you're not. Your skin may be white, but you're not. You may have Spanish looking skin, but you're not. If you are a child of God, you are a born again believer, separated unto the gospel of Jesus Christ, born of heaven and not of this earth. You just walking through it. You're not a part of it. We have mistaken identity. We've allowed ourselves to align ourselves with the ways of this world.
Yeah. Come on. All right.
Amen.
A royal priesthood.
Yes,
I am.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I gotta always have my chest poked out, but I'm royalty.
Amen.
What makes me royal? Christ in me. The hope of glory. That makes me royal. It don't matter what I look like. It don't matter about the mistakes I may make. It don't matter about the slip-ups I might do. It don't matter about the stumbling I might do. I'm still royalty. But God's calling me to be a priesthood at the same time. You've got to be a priest. You've got to be able to go into the temple for folks that can't go for themselves. and what you're calling him to God. If you don't recognize that God set you apart for something more spectacular than what you settle for.
Amen.
I used to settle because it made other folks happy. When I stopped selling, did it make me happy? No. But it gave me an idea of what the principles of God represented.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are royal priesthood.
Amen.
We are chosen race, which are Gentile. That's why God said, look here, Paul, they didn't kick me to the curb. I'm going to send you to another race of people.
Ooh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when you get to them, you're going to change their identity.
Yeah.
Because they've been mistaken to be, what did he say? Bond folks and illiterate and barbarians.
Yeah.
And you get kind of deep on the show. that's what Jesus called the woman. What I have to do with you, swine. Oh, now, look at us. We're chosen, set apart, picked out. But you know what goes along with that? You've been picked out to be picked on. But that's all right, because God gives you something to help you get through it. We are a royal priesthood. A holy, here we go with this word again, a holy nation. I mean, you've been consecrated, and you are a different, y'all don't hear me today. You are a holy nation, meaning the nation that is talking about here is Gentile.
Yeah.
So why you keep trying? Let that one go.
Come on, Pastor.
Align yourself with these things that don't represent Christ.
That's right.
If it don't lift up Jesus, then you ain't got no business fooling with it.
Right.
That includes people. People that shout like you shout. Sing like you sing. Speak in tongues like you speak in tongues. They just don't want what you want from God. They got your identity mistaken. What's the word that we use now? I love it. You got me twisted. I run into folks all the time that I grew up with. Hey man, you said you got me twisted. I'm not him no more.
Amen.
Got my identity messed up.
Amen.
God changed my identity.
Yeah.
It's up to me to stand in. I'm almost about to close. That should show forth or manifest look at your neighbor and say, the praises. You know what praises is? It ain't talking about lifting your hands and shouting.
Amen. Break it down, Pastor.
When it's talking about praises, it's talking about virtue. Virtue means, in the Greek, moral goodness.
Yes.
Right and wrong behavior and the goodness and badness of human nature. It didn't say the human nature. It said human nature from the beginning.
Alright.
We got to show forth something. We got to manifest something. We got to show forth the goodness of God. We got to show, you know what moral goodness is? What is that word? I'm looking for? I was getting ready to say it. God. Common sense. That's what goodness, that's what moral goodness is, having some common sense. You know what the world, the church don't have? No common sense. Common sense tell you, if you haven't seen somebody in a long time, you don't run up and ask them if they backslid.
Come on now.
I've seen it happen. What you do, miss God? And they get hurt. They broke it, wounded. And then when they leave the church, they go, been in the hospital for 3 weeks, 3 months. How come they didn't check on me then? Better be separated. Show forth the praises of him who hath did what? Called you. Chose you. Separated you. Translated you into a different people. A different priesthood.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A different nation.
Man.
A different people that should manifest the goodness and the nature and the character of the God that called you out of darkness. The word darkness means that it means out from the interior.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Break it down.
I don't know about you, but God had to call me out some mess.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what messed me up, though? The fact that he didn't take it away from me. That messed me up, Rob.
Yeah.
Lord, how come you didn't take it? I seen God take stuff from folks and them never do it again. I had to fight with everything I had needed deliverance for.
Amen.
God said, because if you didn't have to fight for it, you wouldn't know how to talk about it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You wouldn't be able to tell nobody what it is to have faith and confidence in God that he can do it.
That's right.
That's why he called us.
That's right.
Out of darkness. And I like this part. It said he called into his marvelous light. We got a friend, his name was, they call him Marvelous Marv. I said, I don't know why they call you that, because you far from marvelous. You met and you say same. Because the word marvelous means causing great wonder.
Yeah.
God took you out of the darkness, brought you into the light, so that now you can cause people to wonder what it is about you.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes you have joy when there's so much sadness. Make you be happy when folks are broken. That makes you keep moving when folks have gave up. Makes you have faith in God when nothing's going your way. Folks want to know, what is it that's in you that gives you the ability to show forth the nature and the character of God when there's so much opposition and going up against you?
Yeah.
What is it? And to his marvelous light. I heard Pastor Keys talk about the light is absolute. Yeah. It means completely, totally. Mm-hmm. That means, excuse me, if you haven't given yourself all the way over to you, you're still in darkness. Mm-hmm. A little tomato that. Which in time past, guess what? We were not a people. In time past, we were not a people. Meaning, in layman's terms, we had nothing coming. Now, we are the people of God. But folks are mistaking the identity that God has given us because we're not showing forth the power of God with our identity.
Man.
God gave me this years ago. He said, if you want to know what's in a man, give him a chance and he'll show you. The right circumstance and situation will show you just who you are. I told you that story last week when I was in Chicago. What happened? I didn't know that was still in me. But the right circumstance brought it out. You better go to God and ask him before the circumstance arises. Like it broke my heart when God showed me that. Because I thought I was a man of God. This knowledge he gave me in his word, I was. He said, look here, bro. You still have the capability of being a killer. I'm the one keeping you. Your identity is sealed in me, not in you. Don't get haughty. Church folks start to fall because they're haunted.
Amen.
Because they don't recognize you as being who you are in God.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm around preachers all the time. I'm going to look at you like you don't know nothing. I'll keep believing that. That way I don't have to deal with their foolishness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I like the fact that I didn't have it, but now I have obtained mercy. You know how I obtained mercy? Because it came with Jesus. We don't see that everything God has given us came with Jesus.
That's right.
So it's our job to protect Jesus. Because if you protect Jesus, the Father's going to protect you.
All right.
So when folks prejudge me, my relevant, I say they got my identity mistaken.
That's right.
They got me twisted. I'm learning to kill that man. Why do you think Paul made the statement? I must die daily. Because he knew every day he woke up, that old boy was going to wake up right along with him. And it was going to be situations and circumstances in his life that's going to try to prove that he wasn't of God. Make him think things, say things, imagine things. He said, I got to put him to death. It's a daily experience. I got to kill him every day. Because if I don't, he will ruin me. Every day I wake up, he up to something. Let me give you this little bit of information, then I'm done. Do you know that while you call yourself sleep at night, that the old boy is working on you already? Listen to me. The Bible of God says that God never sleeps a slumber. He don't eat. Your body might be asleep, but your mind ain't.
That's right.
You ever woke up the next morning and thought and been someplace and thought you'd been there already? And what do we call it? Deja vu. Well, we should rename it and say, don't get caught up. I found out a lot of times that deja vu stuff happened. And God was just trying to show me, pre-warn me.
Amen.
The enemy wants to steal your identity. But they just do this identity theft. They can walk by you now and hit something and take all your information out your wallet, out your purse. Identity theft.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that easy. The flesh can steal your identity just that quick. One minute you're on top of the heaven, and the next minute you're trying to figure out how you got so low. You have to protect your identity, but safeguard ain't gonna work. Only the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
Not what you need.
Amen.
And he is in the protecting business. That's what I love about him. All the foolishness I've done to me. He still loves you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Mistaken identity. The Old Testament, I think it's in the book of Proverbs, says, guard your heart with all diligence. When it talks about heart, it's talking about your identity. Protect who you are in God. With diligence. And you can't do it with diligence if you ain't in this word.
Amen.
You can no longer take what I say or what them evangelists you see on TV. Pastors get mad at me when I tell them. I tell folks to find out for themselves. I'm not your God. Because I've probably stumbled 100 times more than you have. Made 300 more mistakes than you have. Stop making men your God. and let God be God.
Amen.
Every time you make a man your God, you steal his identity. I tell folks, you ain't Doyle, huh? Wake up and smell the coffee. Everybody stay. For we are a chosen race of people, anointed, separated unto the gospel, for God's goodness and for his glory. Protect your identity in God with all diligence. You have to. The Word of God says God is coming back for a church without spot and wrinkle. You know, we preach that's being perfect, but that's it means to be mature.
Amen.
I want to be so mature in God, Sister Brenda, that the foolishness that other folks do don't separate me from what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
That I have the power to do all things through Christ Jesus, the ability to even separate me from you. Lord, help me die out this day. Because you know what I found out? If you don't die out every day, somebody gonna miss out on what God has for them that was supposed to come from your life. Every day you minister to somebody, whether it's good, bad or indifference, you minister to somebody.
Right.
Protect your identity. Protect Jesus in your life.
Amen.
That's my identity. And folks tend to mistake it because all they're looking at is flesh.
Right.
Right.
You know why? Because flesh only sees flesh. So I don't know why we get mad when folks that don't know God act crazy. That's what they do.
Yes.
But when we act crazy, that ain't what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
You know, they said separation of church and state, it's got to be a separation of flesh and spirit.
Amen. Come on, Pastor. Say that. Say that.
Us being the spirit and the body being the state.
That's right.
Take somebody. We glorify you because you thought enough of us to accept us into your kingdom. In spite of who we were, the fact that in the beginning you already made provisions for people that were not a people so that they could become a people, because the people that were yours rejected you. So that chief cornerstone now offends them, but it accepts us. Father, I pray that you teach us through our study and meditation of your word.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Not man's word, not man's ideas and principles, but through your word.
Yes, Lord.
That you would teach us to protect and guard the identity that you have given us.
Yes.
And that is Christ in us. A nature, a character that represents the Father which is in heaven. John said, for behold, the kingdom of God has come. That word is still today. For we are the kingdom of God. And we have come. And now we have to stand our ground and not allow folks and things to mistake the identity that you have given us, which says we are a chosen generation, a chosen race, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood that you have called, ordained to do service in this earth. Father, we thank you today. I praise you for ministering in each and every heart, each and every mind, everybody's soul and spirit. heal, deliver, and set us free, Lord God, of things that pertain to sickness, things that pertain to heartache, things that pertain to discouragement. Deliver us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Use that which you have blessed us with to deliver us with. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us, Father, glorify you and magnify your name because of your greatness. And most importantly, your love. That you love the people that were not a people. And now that love has given us the right to be your people. So let us represent you in this earth, showing forth your mercy, which we have obtained, we now freely give. Your peace, which we now have, we now freely give. Your joy, which we now have, we now freely give. Because all those things are a part of our identity. The fruit of the Spirit is our identity. And folks mistake that identity for weakness. But Father, in the name of Jesus, use us for your glory. We offer ourselves unto you as living, breathing, walking sacrifices. Use us for your glory. Father, in honor, we honor you with our lives, with our walk, and with our character, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah.